Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here for my weekly wine review that is totally gone. If you see, I finished that bottle in record time. But I had this West Ridge Zinfandel Winemaker's Reserve from Paso Robles, California. So I had a taste for Zinfandel. If you followed me, I love Zinfandels. So if I can get a good Zinfandel and I get a good Zin, I always try it, but I don't drink it as often because I enjoy it so much. I like to keep trying different new and unique type of wines or certain type of blends or just different regions. So when you try to get a different region, you get a different terroir and you'll be able to say, wow, why does this one taste different than the other? So what I did was I was like, well, I got a taste for Zinfandel. This is a 2017. So I said, hey, let me start getting one of those and, you know, grab this from there. And I was like, here you go. And it was good. This was very good. And, you know, I'm not going to linger too much because this one was a really good wine. What I loved about it was the big fruity, like raspberry type feel, taste of that. The berry, it was really bold and had some tannins that was really, really good. You know, acidity was slight, but this one seems to have a good balance to it. So I really thought the balance of this was really, really well. So, you know, as I said, I enjoyed it, but let's go through the process because I know you want to take a listen to what it looks like. But remember, it's a West Ridge. There's another one that's out there. This is like a $32 price point. But this one is like a $14 price point. Let's take a whiff. So you do smell those natural berries. It's not too sweet, but it's like a little tangy smelling. But it's the berries. It's those like raspberries or blackberries. And it's just popping out and you're really getting that good smell of that. And I'm just... That's why I was like, I'm going to continue to drink it because it was really, really good. So let's get a taste. Yeah. I love this. This is the last of it, too. And nice, smooth, really good balance between the two. Has a fruit that you can identify with. This is one of the reasons why I like certain wines that you can identify the fruit, not just being generic, you know, a white wine. Well, it tastes like lemons, you know what I mean? Or red wines, well, it just tastes like cherries. No, this one has a true like berry, blackberry, blueberry, and it's just heavy cherry. But really a nice fruitful balance, you know. The tannins aren't too overwhelming like a Cabernet. And it, to me, it comes closer to a Syrah because I do like Syrahs as well. But the Zinfandel really has a great balance for me. So I really, really enjoy it. But, you know, I'm not going to linger long because I drank the whole bottle up and I was done with it. So... West Ridge Zinfandel from Paso Robles. So if you get an opportunity, kind of check that one out. But that's Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. See us every Friday for our wine review. And we'll see you next time. See you later.